In the 20th chapter of the book of Numbers, there's another experience that Moses has. They've been up at Kadesh Barnea in the northern part of the Sinai for 40 years, and God is telling them it's time to go on in and take the promised land now, to take Canaan, and that Joshua has trained the troops well, and they're ready to go in. And in the very final days, before they're getting ready to make their march from Kadesh Barnea across to Edom and on up the other side of the Jordan and then across to Jericho, the people begin to gripe and complain again. The oasis at Kadesh Barnea has dried up, and the people are on the march, and there's no water. Moses comes back to God 40 years after that first experience with the rock down there in the valley of Rephidim. And Moses says, God, what am I going to do? And the Lord says, Moses, walk out there to that rock over there. Speak to it. And water will come forth. Moses walks to the rock, as he's always done, takes his staff, strikes the rock. Water comes forth, abundance of water, and the people are overjoyed and their thirst is quenched. And Moses goes back to his place, and God whispers in his ear, and he says, Moses, I'm looking for a people of obedience, and I'm looking for leaders of obedience. It was good that you struck the rock the first time, but this time I wanted you to bring forth water without striking it, because I wanted to get the glory. I didn't want it to be with the mountain that was filled with water, or with your staff, or with you. I wanted to get all the glory. And because of that, Moses, you're going to have to stay behind while the people go on into the promised land. Because, you see, I'm going to ask them to do new things that they've never done before. And the old traditional things don't count anymore. I'm going to ask them to go across Jordan, and I don't want you to hold your staff forth over the river this time. I want them to walk into the water, and it's going to be a march of faith. And then I want them to capture that city, not the way you captured the Amalekites. I want them to walk around it seven times, and on the seventh day to walk around it seven times. And the walls are going to come down, and it takes a people of obedience to do that. And Moses, I'm sorry, I love you, but you're a traditionalist, and you'll have to stay behind. I want a man who hears me daily to lead the troops. What was once right is not right anymore. There are new levels of obedience that God is calling his people to. It's not just enough to come to a rally like this and to shout and to praise the Lord and to dance. As wonderful as that is, God is saying, I want a people who will obey. Amen. Who will do my word. Not just hear it, but will do my word. For we are indeed in end times. And the only ones who will stand and the ones who will lead the troops are not those who are trained, but those who have their ears tuned to the voice of God.